We have time for one more segment as we take the week off to play outside. So let's hear from someone who spends most of his time playing inside.
Orlando Magic star Aaron Gordon joined us on stage when we went down to Orlando in November. Peter looks so tiny next to him.
We got fans. I got to ask you, I should admit I'm not, you know, conversant with like the basketball stuff. How is it that someone the size of the Statue of Liberty is a small forward?
I would like to think of myself as a powerful small forward.
Right.
You know, it's just like kind of a mixture of a couple of different
things. There's like a power forward and then there's a small forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like a lot of, maybe a hyphen in there.
Hyphen, yeah, okay.
Is the power forward more of a ball hog? Because it sounds like the small forward is nicer and shares the ball.
Yeah. When it comes to rebounding, yes. Okay. The power forward can just be as ball hog-ish as he'd like to be.
Your whole family is a family of basketball players. Your parents played, your father played?
Yep. Dad played at San Diego State.
Yeah.
And
your brother plays pro ball?
He played pro ball overseas. He's been to a bunch of places. So he plays, and then my sister played at Harvard.
Right.
And she was a Harvard basketball player, and I play.
Right. So I imagine your friendly games are at home are absolutely vicious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. They were gruesome at times.
Do you guys, because I know that one of the things the NBA is known for is trash talk. Do you trash talk your siblings?
Oh, definitely.
All right, tell me something. All right, let's go with what you say to your sister.
It's kind of like the same. I'm the youngest.
Right.
So just by nature, I'm the most annoying.
Right, of course. That's your role. I have a younger brother.
So
yeah.
It's more like, nah, I'm better, you're not. You know what I mean? Along the lines of that. Yeah.
That's I mean, just do you like leave your NBA contract out on a table? Oh, I'm sorry. I left this here. Let me pick it up. Oh, some money fell out of my pocket. Let me grab that as well. So you are known for your enthusiasm for the slam dunk contest.
Yes.
And you did a slam dunk in which you vaulted on top of and then over the mascot.
Yeah.
And you just go up to the mascot and say, you're just going to stand there and I'm going to jump up, put my hands in your head and go over you and you're going to hold up the ball. And the mascot was like, okay. The mascot does not say no to Aaron Gordon.
It's really funny because Stuff the Magic Dragon, he's a great mascot. You know what I mean? He's a great mascot. He is. Yeah. He's just like green dragon. He has these stars on the top of his head. And when I was practicing, I couldn't get the grip of the ball right. So I was like, Stuff, buddy. You might need to take the stars off your head. And he was really going to take one for the team. He was a team player. And we did it, and I got the dunk. But I could just see the sadness in his mascot, in his body language. Like he had lost a part of himself with the stars. You know? So we were like, okay, we put the stars back on his head. It just, I had to make it work for the sake of him.
That's a heartwarming story.
Yeah, that's my good friend these days.
Well, Aaron Gordon, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling
Abracadabra.
You play for the Orlando Magic, but what do you know about real magic, by which we mean magic shows? We're going to ask you three questions about great magicians. Answer two of them correctly, and you will win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Aaron playing for?
Hal Ray of Tampa, Florida.
Okay, Florida boy. All right, here we go.
All right. Here's your first question. One of the great magicians of the late 19th century was Harry Keller. How did Keller learn to do his greatest trick, the levitating woman? Was it A, he was a practicing Buddhist who attained enlightenment and was given control over gravity? B, he tied the woman to 1,000 trained fleas who flew her upward? Or C, he walked up on stage while another magician was doing the trick, ran around back to see what was done, and then ran away?
I'm going to go with the latter one.
You're correct, sir.
All right. I like that.
It was pretty daring, but that's how you get to be a legend of magic. All right, second question. Let's see if you do as well. Another great magician of that golden era of magic was Carter the Great. And one of his famous tricks was which of these? A, the magical divorce. a trick in which he made his own wife disappear. B, the disappearing theater, in which the entire audience found itself in a suddenly vacant lot sitting on their butts.
Oh,
or
that.
C, the vaguely disquieting meal in which Carter ate an ear of corn raw.
I think I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, the disappearing theater. All of a sudden, everybody was out there sitting on their butts in a field.
That's the one.
That's the one. He picked it, and sadly, he missed this shot. No, I'm afraid.
Dang.
So it was actually the magical divorce. He made his wife disappear. His wife eventually decided that wasn't funny.
So he changed the name. She was still around.
She's still around. She stayed married to him, but he changed the name of the trick to the Phantom Bride. So this is your last question. If you get this right, you win.
Okay.
Some magicians have been able to use their skills in real life, such as in which of these? A, Doug Henning, who used to skip out on dinner checks by making himself disappear during dessert. B, Penn Jillette, who for 3 years has made himself look like he's lost 100 pounds by constantly surrounding himself with trick mirrors. Or C, David Copperfield, who once made his wallet disappear while he was being mugged.
I'm going to go with Copperfield.
You're going to go with David Copperfield. That's right, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks.
He says he was being mugged outside. He was walking to his car after a performance. Some guy came up, tried to mug him, and he made his watch, wallet, and passport disappear.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Bill, how did Aaron do in our quiz?
2 out of 3 is a win.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Aaron Gordon is the small forward for the Orlando Magic. Yeah. Aaron Gordon, right. thank you for joining us.
That's it for our little break from the news. We'll be back next week, refreshed and ready to go. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Noom, offering a personalized weight loss program that uses psychology, small goals, and technology designed to help people change habits and keep the weight off for good at Noom, Noom.com. Visit St. Pete Clearwater, offering a downtown street mural scene, Chihuly Collection, Museum of Fine Arts, and the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art. More at visitstpeteclearwater.com. Home Advisor, committed to helping homeowners find the right pro for their home projects. Homeowners can get matched to local pros, read reviews, and check project cost guides at homeadvisor.com.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks, our house manager is Tyler Green, assisted by Simon Tran and Mary D'Olio. Our interns are Alex McCohen and Rachel Klepper. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills, Miles Dornbos, and Lillian King. Our spirit animal is Peter Gwynn. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Public address announcer, that's Paul Friedman. Our master of operations is Colin Miller. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis, to all the panelists you heard, all our listener contestants, and all our special guests, and to our bosses for letting us take a week off. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.